DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Fragrance of life or smell of death? Paul breaks up the narrative from his itinerary and characteristically allows his spontaneous spirit to carry him into a lengthy digression. The narrative is not picked up in until chapter 7, verse 5. The digression, however, is quite relevant to the main tenor of this letter, for it is an immensely rich outpouring of triumphal faith in praise of the unfailing adequacy of the grace of God for every conceivable situation, no matter how threatening and destructive it may seem to be. The imagery is that of a Roman triumph in which the victorious general would lead his soldiers and the captives they had taken in a festive procession. At the same time, the people watched and applauded, and the air was filled with the sweet smell released of the burning of spices in the streets. So the Christian, called to the spiritual warfare, is triumphantly led by God in Christ, and it is through him that God spreads everywhere fragrance of the knowledge of Christ. As the gospel aroma is released into the world through Christian testimony, it is always sweet-smelling, even though it may be differently received. The two ultimate categories of mankind are, one, those who are being saved, and two, those who are perishing, verse 15. To the latter, testifying Christians are the smell of death. But because the gospel message has become evil-smelling or death-dealing, but because in rejecting the life-giving grace of God, unbelievers choose death for themselves. To those who welcome the gospel of God's grace, Christians with their testimony are the fragrance of life. Who is equal to such a task? God, of course. Who is the competence of the Christians? Chapter 3, verse 5. Keep spreading the sweet-smelling gospel.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the